Let's pray together. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts and the insights of our hearts and our minds be pleasing to you, O God, you who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You know, I'm a new person. I'm a new person, you know, most especially since I've been fully vaccinated, and about 70% of New Yorkers are fully vaccinated, and we've been liberated. We've been liberated and we're free. We're free of our isolation. Well, you know, to be really honest with you, I'm not a totally new person since my vaccination is only 90% effective. You know, it's that nasty 10% that I'm learning how to deal with. I'm still having to deal with it physically and also spiritually. And aren't we all? Aren't we all? There's something about us that keeps us from being perfect. And that something is our creatureliness. You know, we're part of the creation, and therefore, that makes us creatures. And while the creation is good, it's not perfect. Paul states, "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new." Notice the little if. You know, if you're like me, then that little if becomes a big problem. Am I truly and wholly in Christ? You know, for us, the answer to that question means that we need to know Christ and to be like Christ and to follow in his ways. And this is a lifelong process. But perfection is really never comes until we meet Christ face to face in the life to come. You know, when we study the life of Christ, we'll notice that over and over again, he talks about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of God being here and now. When we do God's will on earth, just as Jesus did, it means that we're working with God to bring the love and the peace and the justice of that kingdom here and now. It means that the kingdom of God is present in the different ways that we do God's will here on earth. I have to tell you, I preached for 13 years in Port Ewan, and the firehouse was one block away. When the siren went off, I stopped. You know, so Jesus' teachings then apply to us in this body, and not just in that heavenly realm to come, you know. And we pray this. We pray this each Sunday. We pray the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Dangerous prayer. So while we look forward to receiving the fullness of the kingdom of God to come, we do get bits and pieces and tiny glimpses and small tastes here and now of that kingdom every time we witness the love of God at work. Now, Jesus used parables to teach both the crowds and his disciples. He was teaching them what the kingdom of God was like. And so today we're presented with two parables to ponder and to let them work in us, to help us to live in Christ. Remember that when we are in Christ, then we will be transformed. We will be a new creation. And the old will have passed away, and all things will be new. Now, I love that first parable, the parable of the sower, scattering the seeds. You know, that's all that sower did at first, scatter the seeds. At the end of that work day, the sower went, and he slept, and he rose up the next day. You know, and that struck me. You know, a couple of weeks ago, it was Memorial Day, and my mother-in-law, who I love dearly and taught me so much about gardening, taught me never to plant anything until Memorial Day because there might be a frost. So on Memorial Day weekend, I planted my seeds. Did I go and sleep and rise up? Yes. But then each morning, I would go out and I'd check to see if anything was growing. And I'd check the next day to see if anything was springing up. And I did that day after day. But you see, there was nothing that I could do to make those seeds grow. Oh yes, water and fertilizer, you know, that helps. But it still doesn't explain how the growth happens. The growth is a mystery. I do know that if I want anything to grow, I have to plant the seeds. The growth is God's work. Now, I heard a very poignant story this week about the father of a groom. And this is really appropriate because today is Father's Day, isn't it? Is it next week? Oh, well, then you get a prelude. This is a warm-up. The father of the groom was crying. He was standing in the corner of the church watching his son and the wedding party pray together before the wedding rehearsal started. And the dad pointed to his son and he said, "Where did he learn to do all this?" And without hesitation, the minister said, "He learned it by watching you." It seems that during the premarital sessions with this couple, the groom-to-be had talked all about what he had learned from his father growing up. His father was a faithful man. He attended church regularly, received communion. He was serving his community. He was teaching Bible study. He was working hard. And he was spending time with his family, too. And all the while, his son was absorbing all these fine qualities. And they sprung root, and they grew in him as well. The seeds were planted. Well, you know, sometimes parents plant the seeds, but they don't grow in this way because of the poor choices of the child. But the parents did the planting. How the seeds grew was not their work to do. Now, in the case of this son, the seeds his father planted grew and they flourished, and to the father's great surprise, he knew not how. "Where did he learn to do all this?" he asked, amazed. We know this story applies not just to our individual lives, but to the life of the church, the community of God's people. You know, these days, we're in a liminal time, my friends. It's a time of mystery. What will this church look like now that it has come back together after the crisis of the pandemic? Will it be business as usual? What has been learned about what's important to us during this time away from one another and from the community around us? You know, how will ministry be done in the days to come? Where will seed be scattered? How will it be scattered? If we want to work with God in ushering in the kingdom of love and peace and justice, how will we go about doing this? Now, even though you are awaiting the call of a new pastor, that does not stop you from listening to the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you into exploring some new and creative ways of being church. You know? And I know from how you tackled the challenges of the pandemic that you are a creative bunch. There's so much talent and creativity in this congregation that I am certain that you will come up with some new and innovative ways of scattering kingdom seeds. This is an incredible opportunity for you to spread your wings and fly. But Eric and I were talking earlier. You need to rest a little bit first, right? After you get things going again and take a deep breath. But then spread your wings and fly. So plant the seeds and then watch how God will take them and grow them and spread the love and the peace and the justice all around. And at harvest time, you will have enough work on your hands to love and to teach and to help God make disciples of the harvest. And now for that second parable. There's something you need to know about that little mustard seed. The farmers back in Jesus' day knew that you never, never planted mustard seeds. They are invasive plants. They spread like wildfire. So what was Jesus talking about to these experienced farmers? I mean, how was the mustard seed like the kingdom of God? You know, I volunteer at the Vanderbilt Gardens. Shirley will like this one. I volunteer there. And last month, before I pulled out something that looked like a weed, I asked one of the experienced folks there if it were indeed a weed. And she said, "Not only is it a weed, Arlene, but it's a weed that wants to take over the world." You know about those kinds of weeds, right, Shirley? Yeah. Well, these were weeds with an attitude. Much like that mustard seed that Jesus was talking about. You know, people knew that that weed never really grew to be a tree, but just a large bush, a shrub. And you never wanted the birds to come and nest in that tree because they would just spread the seed. So how is the kingdom of God like that mustard seed, you know? You have to think about that. You know, we Christians can sometimes be pesky people with all our love and concern for doing the right thing by our neighbors and the world for that matter. You know, we're into all kinds of things. We spread that love all around to the great distress of people who would do otherwise. We welcome the little birds, those seed scatterers, as helpers. We do want to take the world over. We do that in many diverse ways. We are like the yeast in the loaf or the salt in the stew. You know, it only takes a little to make all the difference in the world. Without yeast, the loaf would not rise. And without the salt, the stew would be tasteless. There would be no zest or flavor. So love and peace and justice do likewise. They change things. And it doesn't take a whole lot to make all the difference in the world. And those actions may even take over the world. The kingdom will come. Now, these are my thoughts on these two parables. Notice that Jesus told these stories to the crowds, and then he left them to ponder what he meant by telling them these stories. He didn't go into detail. They either got it or they didn't get it. But he didn't do that with his disciples, you know. Instead, he took his disciples aside and he explained everything to them in private. Don't you wish you could have been in on those conversations? You know, I sure do. I'd like to have him unravel what these stories meant, you know. What great plans were they cooking up in these private times, you know? How were they planning to spread the gospel seeds? Now for us, could a Bible study help us to do that? You know, could wrestling together with the meaning of Jesus' teachings open up new and different ways to scatter the seeds? You know, seeds that we hope will take over the world? Something to ponder. So plant your seeds because that's what God expects of you. Scatter them here and in the community and in the world. Be those hardworking seed planters, and that's your job. And then watch. Watch how God will take those seeds and grow them. Stand in awe and amazement, as I did when my seeds sprouted, and as that father did in the church when he cast his eyes upon his son's growth. Give thanks for the mysterious ways of God. And remember Paul's words that if you are in Christ, you will be a new creation. Everything old will pass away and everything will become new. Do God's will, just as Jesus did God's will. Let God transform you into a new creation, both as individuals and as a congregation. Your transformation will transform the world. Let God's kingdom come. Amen. Having heard God's word, let us now stand and profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.